8:12 ruined it on this Friday morning. It is fight night here in Adelaide, down at the Oval tonight, Roo. It's going to be massive.
Huge.
But another huge event happening over the weekend. Usain Bolt, can you believe it? He's in Australia to run in Melbourne. And the man calling all the action on Channel 7, the one and only Bruce McAvaney. Bruce, good morning.
Gits, how you going? You too, Roo.
Gee, there's a bit going on, Bruce, isn't there?
There's a lot going on. There's a Davis Cup. There's a women's AFL going on. As you say, Green and Mundine tonight and Bolt in town. So, and this is, what, within a week of Federer and Nadal and the Williams sisters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're lucky, aren't we?
Are you still getting over that, Bruce?
Roo, it was a bit like, I tell you what it was a bit like. It was a bit like turning down a blind date and finding out the day after it was Jennifer Hawkins.
Oh, you poor bugger.
I'd hate to be in that position.
In your situation, though, you can go out with Elle McPherson the next week.
Hey, Roo, Dits tells me he's married to Jennifer Hawkins, so it doesn't matter.
I tell her every day, Bruce. I tell her every day. Now, Bruce, before we get to Usain Bolt, I just want to pick your brains a little bit. You've been to some of the great fights over the years. You're a bit of a boxing fan. You've been to America and seen some huge fights, haven't you?
Look, I have, Chris, and the biggest one for me was Sugar Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns, and that was, 1981. I was sitting in a car park in Caesar's Palace alongside Jake LaMotta. Muhammad Ali was about 15 metres away, and it was just an incredible night, and it was the days of 15 rounds, and Hearns
15.
Was on top of him. Leonard, yeah, 15, Roo, and Leonard knocked him down and knocked him out late in the fight, and God, they were good. You know, Thomas Hitman Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard. So, yeah, that was the biggest I'd been to. And at the time, it was about the biggest fight around. Leonard had just beaten Duran and Hearns was unbeaten. And it was amazing stuff. So, look, I've been a big fan of boxing for most of my life. The trouble with boxing these days is that there are too many champions. No one knows who's who. And, you know, good luck to Danny and Anthony tonight. They're going to get a good payday. They've been terrific boxers and... I'd like it to be a draw, a bit like Roger said on Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think of that game while we are talking about tennis? I mean, it was unbelievable. And what, well done to the Australian Open. Couldn't have wished for two better finals.
Absolutely, Mark. And to have all the history of, you know, the Williams sisters, amazing story. I mean, John Casey, you know, I think Serena was 11 and Venus was 12 when he went to California all those years ago and did that story in 1993, and the father, Richard Williams, looked down the barrel and said, my girls will be in Australia and playing in the Australian Open one day, and you think, in the final, and you think, the guy's a madman, you know? And it happened. So, and then, of course, Roger and Rafa, I mean, they're just legends, and it was a great match. I mean, it wasn't as if they were past their best either.
No.
It felt like it was as good as it gets. Went down to the wire, and then afterwards the presentation. It was just perfect. I mean, does sport get any better than that?
No.
Yeah.